The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Did they kill Lindsey Graham? Come on, it crossed your mind. And I'd be lying if I didn't say it crossed your mind. I want to read you a text I got from a Congress member. I was going back and forth with over the weekend. Can't say which one because they asked me to keep it off the record. In fact, I'll quote from my text line. Quote, off the record, dot, dot, dot. I also think he was assassinated. This is a member of Congress that you probably wouldn't even think I'd be talking to. In fact, I'm surprised this person shared it with me. This is a member of Congress who's a Republican, but normally not a person you hear on my show a lot. Not someone I'd really consider, quote unquote, one of us. This person was busted up. In fact, this is a Congress member who I'd say is more a part of the Uniparty than a part of, well, our movement. Again, let me read it to you. Off the record, I also think he was assassinated. This person's also a good friend of Lindsey Graham's. I wish I could tell you who it was. I can't get it off my mind. So let's back into this question. Let's start with Donald Trump. Does he think Lindsey Graham was assassinated? You tell me. Donald Trump went on all of the networks and on every single one of them out the gate. He said some version of this.
Can you tell us, Mr. President, how you received this news and your immediate gut reaction when you heard it?
So what makes it even stranger is that I got a call last night sometime in, you know, the early evening, maybe in the sevens, and he called and he said, we're all set for the Save America Act. He was pushing the Save America Act like crazy. He got back, said he just landed from Ukraine. But he sounded great, but he wanted to pass the Save America Act. And I said, well, we're going to get it done, Lindsey. We're going to get it done. I'll see you like soon. We thought maybe we might even meet today. Mm. And then that was it. And
what was Graham talking about? He was talking about, because Graham is the budget chairman. He is the guy, the head of the budget committee that can do this, attaching the Save Act to a reconciliation bill. Why the urgency? Got to meet today. Well, because of the whole thing with Mitch McConnell, the guy who Laura Loomer says is effectively brain dead in the hospital, the guy who the Uniparty's doing everything in their power to convince the American people's just fine, except he can't seem to record a video in which he speaks. They finally had to put out a picture of him next to his wife. Yeah. And folks, people don't believe it. Senator Ron Johnson actually came out on the Hill and said he didn't think that picture was real. In other words, dated to now. He thought it was real, but he thought it was from one of Mitch's other hospital stays. He's not buying it. Folks, if they want to prove Mitch McConnell's not brain dead, all they got to do is record a video with a timestamp. But they haven't. Wait, why am I talking about Mitch McConnell being brain dead? Newsmax nailed this problem. Mitch McConnell has been one of the no votes, one of four Republicans who's consistently voted with the Democrats against the Save Act. That's why they've gone to such lengths to convince everybody, he'll be in. Why? Because that's one of their no votes gone. Lindsey Graham was a yes vote that didn't last 2 hours past telling Donald Trump on the phone, hey, let's get this done. Let's go fast. Why would they want to go fast? Because they don't want him resurrecting Mitch McConnell's corpse and wheeling it back in, because that's what they do. They wheel him around. He has that dead blank look on his face to cast another vote. Now is the time while he can't seem to get out of the hospital. Now, let's look at what we know. You heard Trump there. He suspects. I mean, doesn't know. Lindsey Graham was 71 years old, was said to have heart disease, and his dad died of something similar 2 years earlier than he did. So it could just be utterly convenient for the uniparty coincidence that Lindsey Graham happened to drop dead less than 3 hours after telling Trump, let's get together, let's move this fast. I'm the budget chairman. I'm going to attach it. Let's go. Again, the word Trump used was strange. Now, let's take apart what we know. The deep state was surely listening to this phone call between Trump and Graham. They've got a very long history of spying on Lindsey Graham. You can Google that if you want to read it. They've been caught more than once spying on Lindsey Graham. The way it usually goes is he makes a speech where he gets real mad. Then nobody goes to prison. And he issues a strongly worded letter. I have no doubt they were listening. They began regularly spying on him when he sat on the Intel committee. In fact, folks, there's a high-pitched battle going on right now with the SAVE Act. Let me explain why. Let me put it this way. Would it be worth killing Lindsey Graham or a sitting senator to stop it? You bet. It would be a generational knockout punch for the Democrat Party because, number one, they would need to do ID to vote and ID to, you know, register, which would be very problematic for them. But their biggest problem, I keep telling you this, is that they would have to turn over their internal voter rolls to the federal government. They're terrified of it. I could tell you how bad it would be for them, but I think I'll let Democrat Senate Leader Chuck Schumer tell you how many fake voters are on the rolls.
They will remove 25 million people off the rolls. Why? What it does is it says every state send your election rolls not to the Justice Department or the voting division, but to the Department of Homeland Security, where Musk and Doge and Vote have installed an algorithm that determines whether you're legitimately right to vote or not. The algorithm is a fix. It'll knock 20 million people, 30 million people off the rolls.
You heard Chuck. It would remove 20 to 30 million people off the rolls. Now, what is the SAVE database that they've built? All it is a cross-referencing database using data points from federal databases that instantly can tell if you're an American citizen and if you're real, i.e. not a ghost voter who was signed up. You're not a real person. If you still live where you say you live, in other words, not a dead registration, and if you're an illegal immigrant. You're a Chucky there. 20 to 30 million won't make the cut there. They're not legal voters. And that's where the rub comes in with the SAVE Act. It would end the high-pitched battle between Trump and the Democrats. Trump's been fighting them in court for months, trying to force them to turn their voter rolls, their internal voter rolls, over. Now, think about what happens. Not only would we instantly know which voters are real and which voters are fake, then what would we do? Go see which of those voters voted. I think it's millions. How many elections did they vote in, you know, since they died? What about duplicate voters voting 2-3 times? Folks, the 2020 election under that scenario will look like a blood-filled crime scene. Don't take my word for it. Chuck just told you. Now, never forget how big, how wide, how absolutely massive this system is. Remember when the UK caught the Chinese hacking their boards of elections, downloading their voter lists, and then using them to create fake ballots? Yeah, and that happened here too. Remember, we caught 19,000 fake driver's licenses coming through Chicago O'Hare that were manufactured by the Chinese, indistinguishable, by the way, from the real thing, and used for voter fraud. So remember, we also caught the Chinese hacking into key swing state boards of elections and downloading the very voter list Trump wants. Here's former reporter for The Hill, John Solomon. He now owns his own site called Just the News, recapping that.
Fake absentee ballots, which is what the FBI ultimately concluded in 2020, that China was likely doing when it sent a bunch of driver's licenses to the United States in December 2020 with the goal that they would become absentee ballots in fake names to help Joe Biden win. That is what the FBI documents we made public last June show. We now know that the intelligence community not only kept that plot from the American people, not only in 2020, but in 2022 and in 2024. Quite frankly, they're keeping it from the 100 senators that'll be debating the SAVE Act in the next few days. They also kept the fact that China penetrated the voter registration databases of Americans. I want to remind everybody, these are the databases where you have your driver's license number, your social security number, other key personal identifying information that allows you to vote and to be identified as a legitimate voter. It's so sensitive that the Democrats currently say we shouldn't even share it with the Justice Department. But the intelligence community decided to keep secret from the American people, from the Congress, the fact that China accessed multiple states' voter registration databases in 2020.
Now, remember the rest of the story here. And as I remind you of it, ask yourself, if these people would protect China meddling in our election, would they kill a senator? No, no, no. Ask yourself that. Because remember what they did. There was a third component to this. A whistleblower went to the FBI and told them, hey, listen, China and Iran hacked these boards of elections. They were, you know, sending in the fake licenses to help the Democrat Party, i.e. Joe Biden, mass manufacture absentee ballots. He gave them all the data points on it. Kash Patel would announce this later. Once a report like that's predicated on the FBI system, it's never supposed to be erased. It should always be there. But it was deleted, wiped off the system. That whistleblower is still out there. The FBI and the CIA then went to Congress and told him, no, that's not going on here. No, no, no. It was just in the UK. They told Trump the same thing. They lied, including under oath when they briefed Congress. Keep in mind, these are the same people, if you're a regular listener to this podcast, you know, lied to us extensively about Thomas Crooks, hid whole chapters of his life from Congress, lied about it under oath. These are the same people who, despite Senator Ron Johnson's subpoena of both the Biden FBI and then the Kash Patel Trump FBI, have still never been able to get those 30,000 pages, including the decoding of the encrypted overseas accounts that Crooks had. By the way, the deadline for that second subpoena, the one turned into Kash Patel, was September of 2025. We've never seen it. And folks, again, I suspect that's, as I've always told you, because Kash Patel can't get it. Now, do I have your attention?
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now do you understand why Trump is obsessed with the SAVE Act? Do you see what happened this weekend? A staggering 260 FBI agents from jurisdictions across the country descended upon Fulton County, Georgia. Remember the county that tried to put Trump in prison for questioning the election? And then it took us years. We finally got an honest election analysis, showed that there were 16,000 votes cast for which there were no ballots. Remember, Joe Biden's margin of victory was just shy of 12,000 in that state. Now, up till this point, Lindsey Graham had certainly been a yes vote for the SAVE Act. In fact, we've actually had a 50 vote for the SAVE Act, showing we have the votes for it. J.D. Vance would have to come in as the tiebreaker. And by the way, that was with Mitch McConnell voting no. So as you can see, these stakes are massive, especially if Lindsey Graham comes back from Ukraine determined to attach the SAVE Act to a spending bill, to a reconciliation bill, because people get word of that. They get word of it on the internet. It'd be almost unstoppable. Unless he conveniently dropped dead. Folks, we've caught parts of this scam so many times. Remember in Michigan when that one Democrat operative showed up and turned in like 5,000 names of people she'd registered? Some of them were legit. Many of them were not. When there was less than 5,000 unregistered voters in the entire area. And the clerk of court who oversaw that immediately called the police. And then the police turned it over to the state police. And they had put a whole task force together when the FBI suddenly, under Joe Biden, swooped in, picked up all the evidence, and it was never seen again. Folks, we've gotten parts of this so many times. That's why, more than anything, Trump wants the SAVE Act. Which brings us to Lindsey Graham's sister, Darlene Graham Nordone, Well, that was clever what Trump just did. Did you see what he did? An appointment like that is worth hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to Henry McMaster after the fact. That is, you know, jobs, offers, book offers, sit on a board over here. Hey, but is the candidate you're going to appoint for these next few months here before we can steal the Senate back, is that candidate going to vote for the SAVE Act? Henry McMaster never got to say because Trump swooped in and went, ah, we need Lindsey Graham's sister, with an almost immediate Truth Social post cutting off Henry McMaster at the pass. He would have looked awful after that. In other words, he didn't get to pick some corruptocrat. Because keep in mind, Lindsey Graham's machine here, this is a Bush machine, okay? Henry McMaster was not going to pick a good, honest person. That was never going to happen. I'm sure he was already getting offers about who to pick. So, Darlene Graham Nordone, her phone, folks, I guarantee, was already ringing off the hook with people courting her, because the payoff period is the one at the end of your senatorship. They can't actually pay you bribes to vote the way they want. That would be illegal. But what they can do, and what you often see members of Congress doing, is as soon as they leave, that's when they get the payoffs. They get appointed to boards with lavish salaries. They get ridiculous jobs where they never show up to work. They get book deals. Sometimes they get a combination of all that for selling out. And that's unfortunately legal. Well, look, she's only got to work, what, 3-4 months? Guarantee you people are calling up saying, hey, about that SAVE Act, you know, if you didn't vote for that, I've got this great think tank you could serve on. Yeah, I pay $250,000 a year. You wouldn't even have to come in if you didn't want to. Yeah, just thinking ahead to the future. I guarantee you she's already getting those offers that almost no human being could resist. And I wonder if Trump has asked her how she would vote on the SAVE Act, or if this is a Hail Mary pass. Now, all of that is background to get to this point. Did they kill Lindsey? Well, everything up till now is your motive. And boy, is it a powerful one. What's Ukraine, y'all? Well, Lindsey Graham just came from there. It is an absolute hotbed of CIA activity. Heck, Zelensky's only in there because of the multiple coups the CIA has run over the years. The whole war started, you'll remember, because of the 6 bases the CIA installed right up against the Russian border. Not my opinion, the New York Times finally admitted that. So what did Graham's staff say in their initial release? That Graham had died after a brief illness? What? Then it was, no. It was an aortic dissection, a tear in the inner wall of the aorta caused by cardiovascular disease. A lot of people Graham's age have resting cardiovascular disease. It kind of comes with the territory. The ways anyone could have killed him that would mimic a heart attack would be endless. But the motive is clear. They can't get the corpse of Mitch McConnell to stand. And with Lindsey Graham, that gives him one more vote. Folks, I don't know if you realize this. You can look it up. During the 1975 Church Committee hearings in Congress, we learned about the CIA's heart attack gun. It was actually a Colt pistol-like device. They showed pictures of it at the time that fired a tiny frozen dart containing saxitoxin. And the dart would melt inside the body, causing rapid paralysis and death that mimicked a natural heart attack. Folks, that was a technology we had back in 1975. We've got all kinds of high-energy lasers, high-power microwaves. But it was endless, absolutely endless, the possibilities if you wanted somebody dead. And keeping those liberal state voter rolls out of Trump's hands, would they kill to do that? You bet they would. And if the SAVE Act doesn't pass, he's never getting his hands on him because he keeps losing in court. Why? Because the liberal states are all arguing there's nothing in federal law that says we have to turn our internal voter rolls over to the Department of Homeland Security. But the SAVE Act does say that. We get them if it passes. And if the outlines of the Chinese voter fraud case is any indication, we're going to find massive mail-in ballot fraud. Mail-in ballot fraud. Folks, just a quick internet search of known agents that intel agencies, including Russia's, have used to kill that mimic a heart attack and then largely degrade your system. It's endless. Like Novichok, polonium-210, potassium chloride. You can even use an insulin overdose. It causes hypoglycemic coma and death, and it looks like natural causes unless someone runs a specific insulin assay on the blood, which is not usually part of a standard autopsy panel. Then there's succinylcholine, a paralytic agent that stops respiration, and these break down into metabolites identical to those the body produces naturally after death, unless you're looking for them within hours using specialized mass spectrometry. They're invisible, folks. My point is, you could easily do this. And folks, I think that's why 20 FBI agents descended on Graham's condo. Folks, and again, it's just something we should check. I mean, when you come back from overseas and you drop dead like that, absolutely, no matter, you know, what the motives or what's going on, it should absolutely be investigated. Or again, folks, maybe the Uniparty just got damn lucky. But whatever the case, the race is on to get to Lindsey Graham's sister to see if she'd like a nice, highly paid board position somewhere after she retires from her long Senate tenure of months. But this is fascinating. And most definitely, whether they killed him or not, it's on.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.